Blog Talk Radio.
Warrior for you. This is your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. We are so glad you've decided to join us Sunday, January 11th, 2015. Now on to our show. Blessings out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, and we're so glad you've decided to tune in with us on this evening. Now, we are coming to you live from Tennessee, and we want you to be blessed and encouraged as we pray for you if you decide to call in, as we do worship songs, or if we have a topic of discussion. But you're welcome to call in. I will be taking callers live on the air as you call in, and we're just so glad that you are tuning in with us. So, Father, we want to pray your blessing over this show segment, and we pray that you will be blessed and encouraged and uplifted and strengthened. As the people tune in, we pray that you will receive a great, great word from the Lord on today. Father, we pray that you will receive praises due to your holy name, and that the people will receive all kinds of blessings as they glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Prayers from the desert. Psalm 19, I will pray your word. Oh, Father, we come today and we want to honor you. We want to glorify your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We come in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to offer up glory and praise to you. We align with the holy men of old, the ancients who sought your face. Oh God, Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, Saint Anthony, Paul the Apostle, prayers from the desert. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of your hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display their knowledge. The skies are speaking, the heavens are talking. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Oh God, no tribe on earth where their voice is not heard. The heavens, the mountains, the brooks and the streams. Their voice goes into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. Your creation is so awesome. We think of the heavens. Lord, you pitched a tent in the heavens for the sun. That's amazing. You pitched a tent in the heavens for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming forth from his chamber, greeting the day, like a strong man to run a race, rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes a circuit to the other. What a speech, what a chorus, what a symphony your creation is making. And Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. Father, your word. We come and pray your word. Because your word is perfect, reviving the soul. Come by your Spirit and revive our souls, Holy Father. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Open the eyes of our understanding. The precepts, O God, your precepts are right, giving joy to the heart, making our eyes radiant. Even as I begin to pray, my heart begins to laugh. There's joy in my heart. My eyes are sparkling as I say your word. The fear of the Lord is pure. Endures forever. These ordinances of yours are sure, altogether righteous. And I confess, God, that your word is more precious than gold, more sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb. By these precepts, these laws, your servant is warned, and in keeping of them, great reward. So God, today, I say, keep your servant from willful sins. As we glorify you and as we pray your word, keep us from sin. Create a pure heart in us, O God, that sin may not rule over us. So may the words of our mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
What an awesome prayer to cover our show. You know, many times when we desire to get closer to the Lord, we may feel discouraged. We may feel, what's the use? We may feel that our situation will never turn around, that things will never change. But when we praise the Lord, when we honor Him, when we magnify and glorify Him, when we lift Him up and give Him all praise due to Him, situations will turn themselves around. Amen. We just got to believe it. We just have to have faith. We just got to trust God that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think or feel. And just trust God and believe that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. And you know, when we do that, He is more than able and willing to bless us, to keep us, to strengthen us, to encourage us to do above anything that we could possibly imagine. Amen. And so we want you to understand and realize and know that God is a good God. God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. He is a mighty God. And he is an all-knowing God because he loves us. He loves you. He desires for you to be all that you can be. And on this evening, our prayer lines are open, as always. 1-615 is our area code, 383-0029. And you're welcome to call in to our show segment on this evening. Now, yesterday, we brought forth a message earlier yesterday dealing with faith in God as it relates to fasting. Today, we're going to go through some steps or we're going to share with you the seven touches of Jesus Christ throughout the show segment. If you desire to call in or you join us in our prayer room or in our chat room, we will stop what we're sharing and we'll take the call live on the air here at Prayer Warrior for you. Now, Lord, we give you glory and honor, and we thank you, Father, for the people of God that will be calling in. Father, we pray that you saturate our airways, that you saturate our prayer room, that you saturate our studio with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we worship you, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Someone out there this evening may be listening to the sound of my voice, and you may be discouraged. You know, we are coming across so many people that have been hurt in the body of Christ. They've been either hurt in bad marriages, bad relationships, or they've been hurt because when they visit churches, people are not nice to them, or whatever the case may be. Well, you have to understand, look past what you see in front of you. Look past the attitudes of the people. When God has given you an apostolic mandate to go and encourage your brethren and to refresh them or restore them or exhort them and build them up and lift them up, you do what the Lord has encouraged you to do because you have to give an account. When the Father gives you a mission, you go forth with your mission. Otherwise, pray for the people, because souls are important to the Lord. And as we stated on yesterday, early in the daytime, that when our minds change, our perceptions change, the way we think or feel, we will begin to handle things differently. We'll feel different about ourselves. No one, absolutely no one, can change the way your relationship is with your holy God. Our Lord God in heaven is a righteous God. He's a holy God. And when you confess that you have become a child of the King, a child of an omnipotent, sovereign God, it doesn't matter what the agenda is of anybody else. The agenda in your mind, in your heart, in your life is, Father, what is your agenda, my God, for my life? Father, how can I please you today, God, with my life? Don't be concerned about what the evil, wicked people may be doing around you. And don't even be concerned about other people's mandates, because God has given assignments to different ones for different mantles to reach out to people according to how he sees fit. It's our job to trust in the Lord, believe on the Lord, to lift up and teach and preach the gospel, the cross, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and him crucified, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's how you show love to other people. You know, today's time, the world is confusing love of the spirit with love of the flesh. They are trying to apply pressure to the children and the people of God by saying, unless you allow me to do what I want to do with your body, with my body, then you're not demonstrating love. I'm here to tell you there is a big difference between love of God and the lust of the flesh. But when you draw close to God, when you develop a relationship with God, when you develop a relationship, your spirit with his spirit, then our Savior Jesus Christ can touch you with a cleansing touch. And so, Father, tonight, we just want to praise you because you are the God of our life, Psalms 42:8. You are the God of truth, Deuteronomy 32 and 4. You are God, the judge of all, Hebrews 12, 23. You are our great high priest, Hebrews 4 and 14. You are a great king over all gods, Psalms 95 and 3. And Lord, you are a great shepherd of the sheep, Hebrews 13 and 20. You know, it feels good to be free within oneself. It feels good to be free in one's mind. It feels good to be free in one's spirit. And freedom only comes by way of the cross. Freedom only comes by way of the power of the blood. Freedom only comes by way of obeying the cross and the power of the blood. Freedom comes when you receive a touch from the Lord. During this month of January, as you are fasting and praying, I am declaring upon you that you will receive healing. Healing is in the Lord's hands when he lays his hands on you. And when he touches you, when he begins to deal with you, and he begins to strengthen and encourage you, you will be blessed. So we're going to come with a song, Healing is in Your Hands. Say your is, we're talking about when the Lord touches you. But he can't touch you. He can't touch us if we're not willing to submit to a holy God. He can't touch us if we're not willing to praise him. He can't touch us if we're not willing to glorify him. He can't touch us if we're not willing to magnify him. He can't touch us if we're not willing to trust and obey him. So I pray that as you hear this song, may it minister to your heart. And our lines are open at 657-383-0029.
Waiting here for you.
We're waiting here for you. We're waiting here for your presence. We're waiting here for your love. We're waiting here for your healing. We're waiting here for your redemption. We're waiting here, oh God, because we want you to draw us close to you, Father. We want you to draw our hearts and our minds close to you. We want you to draw our emotions close to you. We want you to draw everything which concerns us close to you. You know, when you're drawn close to Jesus Christ, you can grow. When you're drawn close to Jesus Christ, you can be set free. You can break through from the mundaneness. You can have a breaking in your situation, a breaking in your life circumstance, a breaking in the problems that perplex you daily. When you draw close to the Lord, you know, one of the seven touches of Jesus Christ was the cleansing touch. And in Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know, what I loved about the ministry of Jesus, when he touched people, when people were made whole, when they were delivered, when they were set free, he touched them and they were completely healed. They were completely healed in their mind, their body, their spirit, and their soul. And so when we think of being healed in the church industry today, we are thinking about, my tooth is hurting, or I have cancer, or I have a bad back, or whatever the situation is. And we're only limiting God to be healed from just that particular touch at that particular moment. But when you tune into the Lord, when you tune into his healing touch, when you tune into the Father and have a closeness with the presence of God, and you allow his Holy Spirit to show up in your life and to dwell and reside within you, he can heal you with a cleansing touch. He can cleanse your mind. He can cleanse your spirit. He can cleanse everything there is within you. You know, Psalms 51, and I'm going to go there. When David fell in sin with Bathsheba, David cried out with a prayer of repentance, which is Psalms 51. And it's symbolic of him crying out to a holy God because of the unrighteous, ungodly thing that he had done. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and a whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. David cried out to God. David knew he was in sin when he slept with Uriah's wife. Yes, it is a sin to desire to sleep with someone else's spouse. Many people know that, but some people, believe it or not, I have met people in my life who have never heard these things before. Well, when someone is married and they're covered by the blood of Jesus, it's not only a sin to sleep with someone else's spouse, it's also a sin to covet someone else's spouse. What do I mean by covet? To desire them, to long for them, to want them. Have any of us ever gone through scenarios where we saw a couple and we wanted what someone else had? All of us, when we were immature, unholy, ungodly, may have struggled and been perplexed and taunted by this area. But once you have gotten a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you wake up out of your stupor. You wake up out of that mindset, and you stop thinking things that are inappropriate thoughts, and you begin to desire to think as God thinks and to see as God sees. Not only that, but you empower yourself and you are preparing yourself, glory to God, you are setting yourself up to receive a powerful, miraculous cleansing touch from the Master's hand. You are setting yourself up to not only be touched by Jesus Christ, but to become an active part of why he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, of why he went to the cross, why he bled and died and rose again. When you acknowledge that there is yet sin in you and that you want to be set free and you are craving and longing for love and for peace and to be accepted and to be held and to be felt, I'm telling you, there is nothing greater than a touch from the Lord. To come in contact with the Lord Almighty. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Let me see. I'm going to go to that right now for those of you who may not readily have your word with you. And I'm going to read to you Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. What a powerful, powerful verse. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Well, what was happening here during Jeremiah's time? Well, you know, David sought for a touch from the Lord to be set free from his unclean, adulterous ways. Here, Jeremiah received a touch from God. We'll go back up to verse 4 for a supernatural touch from the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is Jeremiah chapter 1, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Wow. God brought Jeremiah on earth to be a prophet. You know, many times people want to be ordained a prophet, but the office, the gift of the prophet and the apostles, those are caught from God. And he's telling him, before I even knew you, Jeremiah, before you were even in your mother's womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Then listen to what Jeremiah says. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And listen to what the Lord said to Jeremiah. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I have sent thee, and whatsoever I command that you speak, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day and set over thee the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto him, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. And the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. You know, when we turn our back from God, you may be saying, well, this is the Old Testament. Well, you know, actually, when you look at today's time, people may not be burning animals for sacrificial offerings in the belief system anymore. And maybe some of them are still doing it in the old-fashioned Judaism way. But here we're looking at how God let Jeremiah know that through the mouth of Jeremiah as a prophet ordained by God, that God himself touched the mouth of Jeremiah, put the boldness and the words of God in the mouth of Jeremiah to carol out, to speak to the people that God is going to visit them for their wickedness, how they forsook God, how they were wicked in how they were living, how they were evil in how they were living, and how they were going to be judged because they were worshiping other gods. When we begin to put our flesh before God and we want to please how we feel and go after things that we want, and we don't consult a heavenly Father, we don't consult, is it his will that we do these things? We are just like these people during Jeremiah's time. We're chasing after other gods with a small g, G-O-D-S. But when you have received a touch from the Lord, you stop all that nonsense. You stop thinking about what you want, and it no longer becomes about you. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. That cannot happen unless he draws us close to him. But we need to desire for him to draw us close to him. And so here you see that before Jesus put forth his hand to do a healing touch, a touch where leprosy, that was a disease of the skin, was cleansed, and they were clean and made whole and healed. And now you see a touch in Jeremiah, a touch of anointing, a touch of authority, a touch of a mandate going forth. Will you receive a touch from the Lord today? Will you receive a touch in your heart, in your mind? Will you receive a touch because of the power of the shed blood at Calvary's cross that Jesus died for the world? Will you receive a touch today so that the Lord can turn your mind around on how you're thinking about things? Will you allow the Father to touch you in such a way that you become empowered to have strength to obey, to turn from transgression, to turn from sin, to turn from the cares of your flesh? Will you allow him to touch you today supernaturally so that you can praise him and praise him and praise him to such a degree where you go into his presence, where you praise him not just in a dance, not just in praying in tongues, but you praise him until you are consumed with the fire of his Holy Ghost, consumed with the fire of his holy presence, consumed with the fire of the Holy of Holies, where you are elevated into the realm of the Spirit, where now he can release his mysterion and reside within you, reside within your mind, reside within your heart? Will you receive a touch from the Master's hand today? Oh, glory to God. I feel a praise coming on in this studio tonight. Our lines are open, 657-383-0029. I'm going to come back now with a song, Draw Me Close to You, and we'll be back.
Thank you. to hear you say that I'm
Isn't that awesome? He's all that I want. He's all that I've ever needed. Do you feel that way today about the Lord Jesus Christ? I tell you, I do. He is all that we could ever want, all that we could ever need, all that our soul longs for, all that our soul desires and wants. You know, when we begin to lift our hands and magnify and glorify him, why? Because he is the great I am, John. He is the Holy One of God, Luke 4:34. He is high and lofty one, Isaiah 57:15. He is he who shall live, have dominion, Numbers 24:19. You know, Jesus Christ is all that we need today. And as we begin to glorify him, and not just with our mouths, not just thinking about him and meditating with him, but we become true worshipers in how we live, true worshipers in how we respond, true worshipers on how we treat people, true worshipers on how we pray, true worshipers on how we fast, true worshipers on how we study his word, true worshipers on how we testify and witness about the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for us. You know, people need to hear today what God has done for you. They need to hear how he brought you out. They need to hear how you lift him up in your life, how you lift him up in your problems, how you lift him up when you're down, how you lift him up when you're back against the wall, how you lift him up when people reject you. That is what gives people hope. That is what draws them closer to want to hear more about the Lord. Amen. And we just want to encourage you in this segment that we are doing on tonight, because January is a first month of the year where we pray and fast, and a lot of people in the world, and it's even gotten into the church, do resolutions. Well, what are you doing a resolution for? You know, unless our minds change and our appetites change and our relationship with our Father changes, the resolutions aren't going to work. We can declare, we can decree, we can proclaim, we can prophesy, we can preach, we can do whatever we can do with our mouths. But if our heart is far from the Father, if our relationship is far from God, if our mind is not made up and determined to become a new creation in Jesus Christ, nothing will change. God bless you. Area code 248, you're live on Prayer Warrior for You. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you? I'm just calling in for
prayer. God bless you. Who's calling?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to our show segment tonight. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Yes, ma'am. I see that you're calling from Michigan.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I was raised and born. I'm from Michigan originally. So
okay.
I recognize the area code. That's awesome. Are you calling to give a testimony or you desire prayer tonight?
I desire prayer tonight.
Okay, do you have a request?
I need some doors to open for me.
Okay. So from what I'm gathering from my spirit is that you are in ministry, and God is going, how can I say this? You're in ministry. You've been called with the ministry. This is the first time you've called on our show. You and I have never spoken before. But as God has called you to a great work, but 2014 was very challenging for you, above and beyond most years previously. And I feel prophetically that you are in a season right now where your mind is made up and you are determined at this time around, in order for the doors to open, you want it to be divine direction from the Lord. You don't want it to be that you are going to seek after the doors. You want God to open these doors for you, because you know that when he opens those doors, nobody can shut those doors. And what I'm sensing previously is that there have been some people that you trusted and you thought that they were doors that were open to you, but really they weren't. And so there were some friction that happened there where some doors were shut that you thought were open. But Jackie, this time when doors begin to open up for you, as you take your relationship, because I can tell you are an intercessor, as you begin to take your relationship closer and deeper and greater and higher in the Lord, as you begin to release the hurt and the pain and the discouragements to God, cast it at the altar and leave it there, not only is God going to open up the doors for you where you go forth in the Word, but not only do you have a gifting prophetically, because God is dealing with you also about the gift of prophecy as well as evangelism. As you flow in ministry, your gifting, usually you flow with exhortation to encourage and build the people up. But he's also been blessing you and beginning to deal with you to see people prophetically in the realm of the Spirit, and you've been pulling back a little bit. And so God is going to use you in 2015. He's going to use you to be a blessing to people in the realm of the Spirit. You are a seer. You can see things regarding people before they happen. Sometimes you see trouble coming if a person does something and when you try to warn them, they don't want to hear it. But woman of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged because God has given you such a beautiful gift. He has given you such an awesome gift. The times have been hard because he's been molding and shaping and growing your gift. In order for you to go flow and go forth the way he would have you to go forth, you have had to go through things that were difficult to go through. You know, when we go through hurt, we go through pain, we go through challenges, we go through difficult times, that's what molds and shapes our gift to give God the glory. When people understand it, other people have been hurting like they were hurting, then they can hear the message that they have to give them. Amen.
Amen.
Does this sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm doing this on a show segment because I don't want people thinking, well, she knows her and she's just saying what she knows. And am I right? You've never called in before, to my knowledge.
I never called in before.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Am I saying anything that you can identify with?
Oh, everything you just told me was the truth. Everything you said, it was on point.
Well, I'm in consecration this month, so I was asking the Lord, Father, what to share with this woman of God. And you didn't call in and say you were in ministry. You just said you wanted prayer. So, Father, I declare to this woman's gifting on today that she will receive peace, that she's strengthened, that she is stronger, that she will be restored and renewed in the mandate that you have given her. Thank you for her humbleness. Thank you for her patience. Thank you for her even worshiping you in the midst of her pain. Father, thank you for her worshiping you because of the power of the blood on Calvary's cross. And thank you, Father, for even blessing her to have a heart of forgiveness as she continues to forgive those who have hurt her, those who have wounded her. Father, I even thank you because when the doors open up for her, some of them are going to come to her and she's going to minister healing and restoration and renewal to them as well. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise for this precious woman of God. Bless her, strengthen her, encourage her, and we celebrate her, and we celebrate her season, and we celebrate the doors that are opening for her, yea, even now in the realm of the Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And when those doors open, come back in on the show when you see me on the air again and give your testimony. We want to hear your testimony, and I will bring you up live so you can share your testimony. Because, you know, our testimonies are what encourage others. Our testimonies are what, you know, help people to go on and to say, wow, the Lord did that for them. I'm sure he could do it for me. That's what encouraged me when I was first called in the apostolic, in the apostolic mantle and the prophetic gifting. And so these are exciting times for you, my sister.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about your ministry? I know you're calling from Michigan.
Okay. My ministry. I had a bar. I closed my bar down, and I was tired of the nightlife and turned it into a room called the Motivation Room, where every Wednesday we meet at 6 o'clock. Well, now we meet at 2 o'clock because we pass out food to the community. We pass out food from 2 to 6, and at 6 o'clock we have a motivation word. I'll talk a little bit and allow people to talk and say what's going on with them and encourage them and build them up. We'd be there a few hours. I also do a television show that come on local TV here in Detroit, Michigan, as well.
Okay. What's the name of your show there in Detroit?
the Open Talk show.
Okay, wonderful. Excellent.
That's pretty much it.
Have you confessed to Lord Jesus Christ?
Definitely. I go to Temple of St. Jude Spiritual Church in Detroit. I've been a member there for 14 years.
Okay. So it's a Holy Ghost filled church. Okay. Because that's always important.
Like that.
Amen. Yeah, because, you know, in you have to have the Holy Spirit to flow in the gifts of the prophetic, because what spirit will be speaking to you? You know, that's why a lot of people that are caught up in black magic and the occult and psychic stuff, really, from their mother's womb, God, I believe, really wanted them to be in the gift of the prophetic, their gift to be used for the kingdom of God. And along the way, something happened where the adversary pulled them in, their feelings got hurt, they got caught up in all kinds of stuff, and now they're chasing after the dark side. But if God loves them, and as they come back in, you know, like you said, you shut that bar down, and now you're using it for the glory of God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, because the harvest is ripe for the picking right now. There are so many souls out there who have been wounded and hurt, and they're hungry for God. They're hungry for a fresh word. So I thank God for you. Thank Him for your ministry. And definitely, when things start going forth for you, or you can always call in on the show whenever you see me live, and we'll pray with you, and we'll continue to encourage you and until those doors start opening for you, because that's what we do here on Prayer Warrior for you. The heart of our show, the passion of our show, is people having a prayer relationship with Jesus Christ, a prayer relationship and honoring the power of the blood, so that they can be equipped and they can go forth and they can pull out of a captive mindset of sexual sin and discouragement sin, so that they can begin to see themselves the way God sees them. So thank you for calling. I see I have another caller on the line. I'm going to mute your line, but I'm not going to disconnect you. So we thank you for calling.
Listen in. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you as well.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prayer Warrior for you. Area code 404. Who's calling, please?
Hey, Happy New Year, Stranger. It's good to see God using you and you back on Blog Talk. God bless you and your husband.
Oh, amen. This voice sounds so familiar. Who is this?
You should know me all the time. You used to call in my show. I used to call in your show. Are you still in Memphis, or did you forgive and release?
No, I'm still in Tennessee. Can
you
identify yourself?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Who
is
the sister?
Happy New Year. This is Paul Forgiveness Ministry. Prophets Rosalind Jennings. How you doing, Stranger?
Oh, okay. God bless you. It's been a long time since I've spoken with you.
I
haven't done my show like every single week like I used to do. I see you're in Atlanta or Georgia.
Well, I used to live in Atlanta. Yeah, I was in Atlanta, but now I'm in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm at now. Go ahead.
So you transitioned to Pittsburgh. How do you like it there? Do you like it there better than Atlanta?
After Atlanta, I moved to Maryland. Yeah, Pittsburgh's much better. It's much better. It's just the cold.
That's
it. But I'm happy to see you back on going for it. That's always a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Prophetess, I am glad that you called in. Do you have a prayer request tonight?
You know what? I was just calling in just to say Happy New Year, and God bless you and your family, and I'm glad to see you back. You know, you're going for it like never before, and
do you have a word?
I hear your voice.
Do you have a word you'd like to release live on the air?
Sure, no problem. My word to everyone, especially this year, is two things. It's number one, forgiveness is a three-part. Forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and going back and apologizing to others. We all have said and done things that we need to, you know, repent and apologize. And my main thing, when I want to speak, especially to the leaders, it doesn't matter who you are, we all need healing, we all need deliverance. Don't let your pride, you know, a lot of us get our pride, our stubbornness, you know, and I just pray that God will restore each one of us and that we could go forward and love on each other and really show each other how to treat each other, you know, and be delivered from so much selfishness and pride and mutilation in the body and walk in true forgiveness and love for each other. But woman of God, I just thank God for you. Just good to see you back on doing your thing.
Amen. And if I may share a word with you,
sure.
I haven't spoken to you probably in about 3 years or so.
Yeah,
and so I'm drinking green.
My mom has. Yeah, yeah. This 2010 was my mom. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry for your loss, but I wanted to share with you as well. You know, God has people calling in tonight. You and the other woman of God who called in, and as you've been transitioning and moving around, and true, God's going to be moving us around as well. Every region has its own strongholds. Every region, and I'm sure you see that, prophet, as you move from state to state, city to city, and we saw. Where was the worst?
The worst for me, woman of God, was Baltimore. Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Atlanta was worse too, but Baltimore was the worst. But keep in mind that territorial spirits are rare. They are rare. Territorial spirits, they are rare. There is we'll probably have to get together on, you know, when you're not doing your show. There is a man of God that God's using that area to, you know, to deal with territorial spirit. But for me, another thing it is with me as well, I'm going to speak from my own experience, I had to repent to God because God never told me to move to Atlanta. He never told me to move to Baltimore. And so when I moved to Maryland, I dealt with so much witchcraft and poverty. Nothing would work out for me. I almost died. So part of it was disobedience. So I had to run out of Baltimore and come to Pittsburgh. And when I got here, got a restoration and everything. It took everything fell in place within 90 days. So I want to encourage anybody, before you relocate, of course, fast and pray. Of course, do your research about the jobs, you know, where to live, if you have children, you know. And also I tell people, go there for 30 days, like an in-town suite, or get a room. You know, sometimes people have houses they rent. You could get a room, you know, from somebody's house, rent a room. Make sure you wear where God wants you to be, because the scripture says it best in Proverbs chapter 10:22, the blessing of the Lord make rich, he add no sorrow. So when you where God wants you to be, you go a little bit, you go through things, but not unemployment, you can't find a job, nothing working out. Nothing was working out for me. For 3 years, I couldn't work. I could not find a job. I suffered for 3 years until I came to Pittsburgh. And in 3 weeks, I found a job and everything fell in place, like I said, for 90 days. So really make sure and fast and pray and get your warfare prayers and really make sure that's where God wants you to be. That's my advice to anybody.
Amen. And, you know, that's great advice and it's sound advice because that's true. God gives us anointings for certain areas and certain regions. And that is true. Sometimes the opposition, it may come against your finances, your job seeking, marriage, your health, your household. But hear me clearly, woman of God. Even though those things do happen to many of us at different times, the sad thing is the people who allow themselves to be used by the devil to bring forth spoken curses or friction in the realm of the spirit, when they do that to the men and women of God, they are going to have to give an account to a holy God one day. When they allow their vessels to be used demonically like that, they're going to reap what they sow. They don't understand what they're doing, and some people know exactly what they're doing. But the fact remains, as you said, make sure you seek the Lord. Make sure you fast and pray. And so I am just so glad you called in. That word was a blessing for for everyone tuning in and calling in. I see my board is lighting up. And I just want to share with you that because of your obedience, because of your praying, and because of you calling in, and because of the things that you have endured, 2015 is going to be one of the best years ever. God is going to also open doors for you in your ministry, and you might as well get ready because I see you traveling more. You may not necessarily move to a different place per se permanently, but I see him opening doors up for ministry where people are going to call on you to go forth in different states. And so, Father, I thank you for this woman of God. Thank you for her anointing. Thank you, Father, for her strength. Thank you, Father, for the fire that you have anointed her with for such a time as this. Father, we declare over her restoration. We declare peace. We declare strength. We declare encouragement. We declare open doors for her in the realm of the Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. If you don't mind, I kept your number because you wanted to get in touch with me afterwards, and I'll contact you after the show. God bless you. Okay.
God bless you. Okay. And
thank you for calling.
Woman, God, I want to say this. I don't know if you're already in the process of it, but I don't know why I keep hearing books for you.
We'll talk. I'll let you share
okay.
with me
okay.
when
okay.
I call
no
you because
no
yes
no
because but I will say yeah. this since you shared that I have books already on Amazon. I've written 7 books since we last
Good.
Spoke. But
Good.
I will be contacting you within the next couple of hours.
Okay. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Okay.
Take care.
Amen. We are so glad that she called in. And we have our next caller here who's calling in. God bless you, area code 410. Thank you for calling Prayer Warrior for you. Happy New Year to you. Who's calling?
Happy New Year. How are you?
Fine. God bless you.
Hi.
Who's speaking?
This is Vivian. We haven't been a while since we last talked.
Oh, okay. Vivian from Aruba?
No.
Okay.
From Baltimore, Maryland.
From Baltimore, okay. Well, because there were a couple of Vivians that caught me, and I thought you were one of the other lady sisters, Vivian, from Aruba. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How did you see my show on Facebook?
On Blog Talk.
Okay, excellent, mm-hmm. excellent. And so are you calling with a New Year's praise report or for prayer?
Just for prayer. I wish I did. Well, my praise report, I'm glad to be able to see because I know that in as far as in my job and some people that I know, they and even my family, it hasn't even been 2 weeks yet, and a lot of people have been facing loss of family members, a lot. Just for the first few, I guess, 3 days in January. So I thank God that I'm still here.
Wonderful. That's great news. And so, you know, I'm going to pray for you right now. Do you have a special request?
Well, I had so many, so it just that. Just look, Lord have mercy. Have mercy. It's so much I'm going with on the job with people turning against me. So I just
don't tell me those kinds of things because as the Lord moves me prophetically, but do you have a specific request? Is that your major request about your job?
Well, no. My major request is I do want to get remarried again.
Oh, okay. Well, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we lift Vivian up to you. We lift up her request before you, Father. We pray, Father, for wisdom and understanding. We pray for the covering of your blood, Lord God. Father, we pray that whatever your will is for her with a new spouse, you know all the situations and the scenario of what happened previously, oh God. If it's your will, Lord God, for her to be married again, Father, we pray that she'll wait on you, Lord. Lord God, and that her Boaz will find her, and Lord God, that they will flow and work in ministry together. And Father, we pray that you will heal her and strengthen her from any type of colds, from the weather. And Lord, we declare and decree today, Lord God, we declare that the problem people on her job, that will cease in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We touch and agree with her that the bullies, the harassers, the people that are just taunting her and doing whatever they can to make life miserable for her on that job, particularly her supervisor and her boss, we pray, Father, that it will cease and that she will have a new beginning in Jesus Christ's name. You know what I see? I see that you are going through a hard time right now, because you keep settling for jobs that are beneath you. You have a background in management and supervision. And so I'm declaring that the Lord blesses you to find that type of a position, that either you're promoted in a company you're at or that a door will open up so that you receive a management role, because God has given you the ability. You have a great training. You're very wise in the area of administrative operations, and you have been taking things that are beneath you. And so we're going to pray, and I don't know anything about your life. I'm just sharing with you what's coming to my spirit. And so God wants you to go higher and higher. And as you go higher and higher, know that the way things are in the realm of the spirit, sometimes we go through it in the natural realm. So when we're going up against turmoil and turbulence in the realm of the spirit, that's happening in the realm of the natural. The adversary comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so all of those that who will live holy are going through great opposition right now. Because let's face it, the Bible said in the last days, evil men will wax worse and worse. And so that's not just men per se, the gender men. There are women that are getting worse and worse. There are men and women who purposely try to make life miserable. They're trying to hack into their internet, hack into their phones, hack into their computers, taunt them in their neighborhoods, follow them around on the street, just being evil and doing what the enemy is telling them to do. I don't even think they all realize what they're doing, because their minds are so in tune to hearing the wrong voice. But hear me clearly, woman of God. That season is going to come to a quick end for you, and God is going to bless you. Just be patient. Just be patient. Just be patient, and God will bless you abundantly above all that you could ask or think, because you are a faithful tither, and he has not forgotten you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for calling. I have a couple of more calls to go to, but call back in. I want to hear the testimony. I'm so honored that you called and thought of me and to wish us Happy New Year and to bless us on our show tonight.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling. You're live on the air, area code 857. Thank you for calling Prayer Warrior For You. Who's calling, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. God, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, where is area code 857? What are you in a different
Boston,
country?
Massachusetts. Boston.
Oh, okay. Okay, who am I speaking with?
My name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. And do you have a prayer request tonight?
I really need breakthrough in my entire life, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, that's been kind of the theme of this evening. As I was sharing about the touches of Jesus Christ, as we lean on the Lord and we pray to him and we trust in him and we build a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask you this, Kristen, because I do believe this is the first time you've called on our show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Welcome to our show. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
You may be a Christian, but I ask everybody this, so not to offend you, because I don't know the people always who call in. Have you confessed the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Okay, wonderful.
Yes,
now, Have you experienced the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, praying
yes.
in tongues? Okay,
yes.
amen. Because what I'm sensing in my spirit is that God has also, he's got people calling in that have ministries. He has given you a ministry. I see a music ministry with you. Are you a musician or a singer?
Not at this point in time, no.
Have you ever been?
No. But
I don't know.
Just it could be for something in the future.
Well, I see a music ministry. Did you ever modern dance or? I just see a strong worship music ministry with you.
Okay.
And because of you, because of your heart, because of how you love the Lord and you're an intercessor and you love to pray for people, you know, when you pray for people, and sometimes I hear you singing, do you sing to the Lord when you're praying?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
Maybe that's where I'm coming up with this music mm-hmm. ministry. As you're worshiping God in song and in singing, because everybody doesn't sing to the Lord.
I pray for them and I send them music. I pray for them, I give them words from God, and I send them videos and music.
Okay, because I saw music. Okay, but
yeah,
as you are... well, as you're worshiping the Lord and you're singing to him and loving on him... God is blessing you. You have such a special relationship with the Holy Spirit. You love the Lord so much, Kristen, that the people that you pray for, you are touching lives, and you may not realize it yet. You know, sometimes when we pray for people, they don't always know how we're praying for them. I know in my own neighborhood, I pray for every single home, every neighbor within a 1,000-mile radius. I ask the Lord to strengthen their relationship. If they don't have one, that he touches their heart to develop a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do that and our prayers are starting to be answered, the adversary doesn't like that. And so sometimes he can try to cause a turbulence in our life and our health and our finances and everything we're dealing with and everything we're doing. And that's merely to try to get the focus off of God, the focus off of the miraculous, the focus off of what God has for you to do. So, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, I lift up Kristen today. We thank and praise you, Father, as we touch and agree in the realm of the Spirit. We pray, Father, that you will strengthen her. Father, we declare that you are her Jehovah Sabaoth, that you are the Lord of hosts in every situation with her. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you are her Jehovah Shammah, that you are there with her. And, Father, we declare, Lord God, that after tonight, that Kristen will feel such a peace, such a strength, such a restoration, such a renewal in her spirit, such a fire, a Holy Ghost fire, that fire, Lord God, we declare fire to go telepathically in the realm of the Spirit to Kristen's life and to gut up and burn up every area, every remorseful thing that the enemy, all the blows he's trying to throw at her, Father, we crush it and we gut it up in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. And Father, we pray that Kristen will be strengthened and encouraged. And Lord, I even pray for Kristen's family, for her parents, for her loved ones, for all who concerns her. Father, even pray for that person, that woman that she's been praying for to be healed. I pray for a miracle healing in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And Father, I pray as I lift my hands to heaven that Kristen's hands will be empowered with a faith of healing as you have filled her with your Holy Spirit, and all who have called in today, that you empower them with a healing fire. Because when you gave us the Holy Spirit, Lord God, you said those would be one of the signs that will follow us, that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And I declare a miracle healing ministry through Kristen's hands as she prays for the sick, that they recover not just from their ailments in their body, but that they are healed in their spirit and that they are made whole. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
There's people have shared that with me about a healing ministry. I do pray for people when I see people on the street that are hurt or sick. I do pray for them. I'm asking God to answer prayers in my own life, and like the last caller, it is very difficult to be by myself at this point. So I'm
you're not by yourself. Yeah, you want a spouse?
Yes.
Father, we pray and agree. You've heard Kristen's request. Father, we pray that you will send her her Boaz and that she will be patient, and that when you send that man of God to her, Father, that she will meet him in his church, and that he will be a man of God on fire for you, Lord God, and that he will be matured, his finances together, and that this handsome man of God will just love her, and that they will do ministry as pastors in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I see you when you get married. I truly see you with you and your spouse are going to become pastors.
Okay.
Not that you're going to marry some pastor that's already married. That will never, you know, I don't pray prayers like that. I don't, God never wants people to break up marriage. It's not saying
I
you would.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not saying you. I'm just. Right,
yeah.
But I want to put it out there in the spirit realm, sure. Because people, all kinds of people tune into this show, and there are people who
yeah.
want other people's spouses. That is sin,
right.
It is wrong, and God, and
right.
I'm not for Kristen. Kristen is a holy woman of God, but for those of you tuning in who are desiring someone else's spouse, someone that you think their marriage isn't right, or someone that may be separated, that's not God. God has someone special for you women. He has special men for you women. And a special woman for you men that are not attached to somebody else. And you don't want to pray somebody's spouses or speak curses that hope someone dies to get their spouse, because that is sin as well. And if you want a special touch from God, think of yourself, see yourself the way God sees you, people out there listening to this show. See yourself a royal jewel, special in the eyes of God, that he has someone tailor-made just for you so that you can be blessed and be happy. Kristen, thank you so much for calling in, and you're welcome to call back when we come back on the air. I would love to hear your testimony as well. God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. And so we are just so glad for all those that tuned in to our show on tonight, that called in. And so we have a song that we would like to pray before our show segment ends. And I'm just glad our show just lit up the way it did, because, you know, when Jesus touches us, he wants to bless us. And those women of God who called in, I just feel God has great things in store. Guests in the prayer room, I thank and praise the Lord for you tuning in. Know that God is going to turn your situation around. I know you can't chat what your prayer request is, but as you develop a love relationship, you may already have one with the Lord Jesus Christ, but as you cast all your cares upon the Lord, he is going to turn your situation around. And as you fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and seek him daily and pray to him daily, he is going to bless you abundantly above all that you can possibly ask or think. He is going to bless you, bless your inner man, bless your mind. And we declare tonight that you will even have peaceful sleep going forward in Jesus Christ's name. We declare that everything in your home with your family, that your family members will be blessed. And as they turn their hearts to Jesus Christ and become so in love with the Lord God Almighty, that 2015 will be a better year for your whole household. Amen. We're coming to you. There are people who want to put things off, and they'll say, Lord, I'll serve you tomorrow. Lord, I'll worship you tomorrow. May this song bless you, because God is saying today, now is your time to get closer to him.
Let me in, and you said.
wants us to come to him today because tomorrow may be too late. And somebody out there, you may feel, well, what do I do? Where can I go? I'm ready right now to give my heart and my mind to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you're sitting out there and you're tuning into this show and you desire to give the Lord your heart and you desire to confess to him, you know, once you confess to the Lord Jesus Christ, find a Bible-believing ministry. And not only that, but find one that is Spirit-filled so that you can continue on your new walk with the Lord. If you would desire to give your heart to the Lord, now is the time to do so. Come on, you can say this prayer right with me right now as you continue to grow in God. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I confess of my sins. Father, my life has not been what it should have been. And Lord God, I'm turning my back on the world and I'm turning to you. Father, I am confessing you this day, the beginning of 2015, as my Lord and Savior. Lord God, I believe that with this confession that my salvation shall be made known unto you. I believe that I am saved as I seek your word and do all that you have called me to do. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer on this evening, know that you've just started the beginning step to drawing closer to the Lord. Know that if you've prayed that prayer that God desires, and the Bible says that we should also, you know, when we're water baptized, that's a confession that we are making symbolically a good conscience toward God. But you're also, when you're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are receiving an empowerment because the power of the blood supernaturally is being applied to that water to also give you that putting on of Christ as it speaks of in Romans. I think it's chapter 6 or chapter 8. For as many of our baptized into Christ have put him on. You've now confessed him as Lord. You now get water baptized and pursue to receive the infillment of his Holy Spirit. Because without his Holy Spirit, you cannot live a life of sin. You cannot live free from sin. It's going to be a challenge and difficult with the Holy Ghost, so you need his Holy Spirit. Well, we are so grateful that you tuned in this evening. God bless you, Power of Forgiveness, for tuning into our show. And we pray that the Lord will bless you, woman of God, in all you endeavor in your ministry and with your family. And we pray that the Lord will bless and keep you and keep in touch with us because we'd like to bring you on our show sometimes to share what God has done for you. Well, we love you all. We're grateful that you tuned in to Prayer Warrior for You on tonight. And remember, Jesus wants to touch you. He wants to touch your heart. He wants to touch your mind. As you pray this month in January 2015, develop a relationship with him, because it's by the power of the cross and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Know that your battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. Good night.
The standard, the power of his blood, the battle belongs.